All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. When you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" or "What shall we wear?" Your heavenly Father knows what you need. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Are not two sparrows sold for a small sum? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Do not work for food that spoils, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and the holy angels. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before my Father in heaven. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast away. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep follow me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and to those whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. When they have lifted up the Son of Man, then they will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. If God were their Father, they would love me, for I came from God, and now I'm here. I have not come on my own, but He sent me. The reason my Father loves me is that I laid down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Father, forgive them, for they knoweth not what they are doing. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.